Today we're going to discuss how to avoid burnout. Just to make it clear, burnout is when you have to work, but you don't feel like working. And that's basically the way to solve the problem. The main issue is not the volume of work that we have, it's the way that we handle our workload. And I can tell you, I know people that they work very little and they are burning themselves out. So today I want to share the wisdom, some practical tips that you can apply to make your job, your freelancer career, or your business more entertaining and more profitable at the same time without burning yourself out. So before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. And as always, here you have my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. By the way, today is Sunday morning, and I'm so fucking happy to work on Sunday morning, and I'm going to explain you why later on this episode. But we can start addressing this thing. Is that not every day we feel like we want to work. That is the first thing that we need to consider. The main problem with this is a schedule, horario, and also money. Not everybody has the luxury to just, you know, if I don't feel like working, I'm going to stop working. And also, some people don't have the discipline. So having the chance to stop working whenever you don't feel like working requires you to first have discipline. But let's try to analyze first the schedule thing. As I told you, for example, I reply the messages of my customers by WhatsApp. I don't do phone calls because that will make me that will require me to be next to my cell phone all day long. And whenever the alarm sounds, I need to pick the phone and talk with whoever is calling. So that would be a bad idea. I always channel all the questions by WhatsApp, so I reply whenever I can. Most of the time it's within 2 or 3 hours, sometimes within 5 hours, depends what projects I have that day. So that is one way that I handle it. And I'm sharing with you my case, so later you can apply that to your case. There are other scenarios like group calls. Sometimes we do reunions in the Putiverso. When we do reunions in the Putiverso, I always have a manager. I show up to all the reunions, but I still have a manager. Why? So in case that something happened to me, maybe I have like a family party that day, or I have an emergency, something happened to Armando, who knows, I can have the manager there. So the manager is my plan B, my backup plan. Why I prefer to handle like that? Because now I don't have the stress. If something happened, I'm not thinking, oh shit, I have to show up to the call. No, I know that that call is going to start with or without me. I will show up anyway, but you get the point. Always try to have plan B. Now, it's easy to design that when, and by the way, talking about the schedule, I think most of the people, what they are missing is nap, la siestecita de la tarde. I think people should negotiate with their bosses, with their employers, the chance to have a nap. If you don't nap, your production is going to be very low. And I'm going to give you also a tip here. You know, Uncle Balta get excited. But if you don't have the chance to nap, try to avoid carbohydrates in the meal that goes in the afternoon. So let's say, if you're going to eat at 1 or at 2, just eat protein and fats, but don't eat carbohydrates. Because always carbohydrates are the ones that make you want to sleep after eating. Now, let's try to talk about negotiating with your boss and with your customers. If you are an employee, you really want to tell your boss that you want some flexibility. Negotiating is easy, but you need to learn how to do it. But I can give you some insights. You can let him know that you want to bring more value than the one that you want to take. So the conversation can go like this. I would like to have some flexibility, but I understand that I need to offer something extra. Now, in that moment, your boss is going to take down his pants and offer your dick. His dick so you can blow his dick. But no, what I'm trying to go here is that you can ask your boss or your employer what extra projects are pending. So in that way, maybe you can start working in future projects in advance. So whenever you need to take a day off, you can ask the day off without fear. You know, I already deliver value in advance. I will say that that is the best way to negotiate flexibility in days, in a schedule, or in location. Any of three. Is if you are doing future activities in advance. Most of the employees, they work in the past. The employer all the time, hey, have you done that? No. Always is no. If you work in the future, you are going to be valuable for the employer and also for the company. And some people say, yes, but my boss doesn't appreciate me. There is a high chance that he doesn't appreciate you because you are not deploying your 100% attention. I can tell you, whenever, I mean, if the employer is smart, whenever you find a good employee, you are going to treat him like gold, because finding good employees these days is unlikely. So that will be the first part, negotiating with your boss. And in the part of negotiating with your customers also is oriented to sell the solution. Don't sell your time. If you sell your time, you are screwed. I was thinking, as you know, I have a lot of fat burners. I was thinking, how can I sell more fat burners? And I was thinking, maybe I can do one-to-one gatherings and sell like 5 or 6 fat burners in one. But then I found, you know, I'm slaving myself. So what I did in my last YouTube video, I just put the promo code Baguito y el Perro Culazo for 4 fat burners for 200 soles. So always you want to sell the solution. You don't want to sell your time. When you handle it in that way, you can be free. You can decide when do you want to work and when you don't want to work. And if your customer have questions, because they will always have questions, always the default is better. Please send me a voice note of less than 1 minute so I can answer your question. Many times, the question takes less than 1 minute. But if you allow people to call you, now that call is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and just, you know, doing rounding the same shitty topic instead of going straight to the solution. And something extra here. If you, and this is like an advanced Uncle Balta tip, I'm inspired today. If you are, for example, in my case, I help people with their diet. Most of the time, I fix their diet. I build their diet and their workout plan from scratch, from zero. If I try to fix their current plan and their current diet, it's harder because I need to first check all the bullshit that other nutritionists and other trainers told them. And after listening all that, now I need to fix that. So it's more work. Most of the time, if you are a good professional, it's better to start from scratch. Please forget everything that you know and let's start from scratch. To give you a comparison, it's like imagine you have a house with a terrible foundation, con un mal cimiento. It's easier to just destroy all the shit, put a new foundation and build the house again than trying to remodel that house. That's the reason why when you see people doing buildings, they don't keep building on top of the house. They throw the house down and they do a new building. The same happened with you. If you are a freelancer and you are working with new customers, most of the time it's easier to throw all the things that they have learned before and teach them in the right way. It's going to be faster. Talking about money, because we mentioned that was a schedule and money. Money is also a big thing. I'm sure that if you have worked, especially with freelancers, if you have seen freelancers, if you have seen even YouTubers sometimes, they record, but they look tired. You sometimes see freelancers that they are working, but they look like they have like a hangover, una borrachera, something like that. This is the thing, that if we don't feel like working, it's better not to work. But some people say, yes, but I need to pay my bills. That is the answer. So we need to stop wasting money in damn shit. The first damn shit that most of the people are guilty, and I used to be one of them, is buying expensive cars. I can tell you, whenever I'm walking with Armando, pay attention to all the brand new cars that are all around Lima or your city or your country. There are too many new cars and too many expensive cars, and even terrible to say it, but too many Chinese unreliable cars. Not all the Chinese cars are bad, but you get the point. So people always want to have the fancy stuff. Therefore, they are willing to work a lot of hours just to show, hey, I have a car, because that is what people can see. But that is not going to help you in the long term. When I go to the mall and I see all these kids that are, I mean, now I call it kids, I used to be one of them, but all these kids that are around 20 years, 24 years with a brand new car, I know what it means. I used to do the same. It's all your money savings goes to buy the car. What is the next car that I'm going to buy? The one that I can afford. And sometimes they even worse, they ask a loan to the bank. Those are the dumbest people. But even if you just take your savings, it's still down. You shouldn't buy something that is going to take all your savings and it's going to depreciate 10 or 20% per year. We need to stop buying things just to flex. That is also something that we need to consider. people that want to go to a fancy university just to say that they are in the fancy university. And we will talk about that later also. And pay attention if you are spending money on things that are just for impressing women. So good clothes, dressing well, is not a bad investment. But going to fancy restaurants just to impress a woman could be something stupid. So pay attention to that. Let's go to the next one. So far, we have addressed schedule and money. Those are the two triggers of burning out. The next one, I would say, and this goes especially for the people who do remote work and also for the people who always work in the same office. You need to change your place for everything. Change your place for work, change your place for exercise, change your place for gathering with your friends. The same activity in different place produce a different outcome. That's an interesting thing. I have now two offices, and it's funny because the two offices have the same computer, the same microphone, and the same webcam, but that allows me to work more. So whenever I start working in a different office, I think I start in from zero and you feel more energy. But that is not the only thing that I try to vary. Also the gym location. If you always go to the same gym location, and if you are like me, you work out five times per week. Imagine, five times per week, going to the same place, looking the same faces, you are going to burn out. And by the way, that is not working. It's doing exercise. But burning out is not something that is just related to work. It's something related to all the activities in your life. Variety of gym location. If you play soccer, I was talking this with a friend in the community, Inglés para Cholos. He said that he likes, especially on Sundays, he likes to go to the nature. He likes to go, se va al campo, go to the forest, go to the beach to play soccer there. He could play in the loza that is just two blocks from his house, but he wants to go to the beach to play there. Why? Because nature, new environment, exercise, you are changing a lot of things. The more variable that you change, the more relaxed you are going to come back. So change places. The second one is if you have to do, you want to accomplish a goal, is try to find different activities that allow you to accomplish that goal. Let's try to talk about sales, because everybody needs to sell. In my case, for example, if I have to sell, I can do a YouTube video, one option. Another option, I can craft a Facebook or Instagram publicity. Another option, I can run a state on my WhatsApp. I can go to a physical place, to a gym or to a mall with Armando, go in a peak hour, start opening conversation with random people who approach, and in that way also increase the sales. The objective is the same, it's sales, making platita, making more money. But the activities are different, and that's what you want to do. What is your goal? Okay, attack that goal in different angles, so it's more entertaining than just doing the same activities. And by the way, talking about different activities, like Uncle Balta tip here, I want to add the thing that you don't want to do repetitive tasks. When you coach people, when you teach something, if you are a freelancer or an employee, sometimes you need to repeat the same script. You need to do the same, speak the same thing. Whenever you have to repeat something more than two or three times in your life, try to find a way to automatize that. One of my favorite ways is to do a private YouTube video, and I just send the link of the video, or you can do just an audio, and you send by WhatsApp the audio. Please listen this WhatsApp, this audio message, and after you listen the audio message, let me know your questions. In that way, you're going to deload a lot of hassle from your part. I can tell you, whenever I need to onboard people to my English system, I have some audios to onboard them. So now whenever they are in the system, they can be at the same level of the other people. I don't need to be explaining the same step every time. The last thing is what I call the stress releasers. But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to buy my audiobooks, La Eyaculación Eterna, Cómo Dejar de Ser Una Putita, or join the system Inglés para Cholos, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986. And also, you can share this podcast with your people. Tell your people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. Let's go back to the stress releaser. So, accumulating stress is not a problem. That is part of life. When you go to the gym, you accumulate some kind of stress. You accumulate muscle stress, but you release mental stress. So, that's normal. But We need to find stress releasers, and these are not the same. Some people love traveling. Traveling, viajar, is their main stress releaser. In my case, it's sex. To be clear, sex with different people. Sex with the same people is kind of boring for me. I remember, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I always used to have fevers of 40 degrees, fiebres de 40 grados, sometimes tendinitis, like health issues that suddenly pop up in my life, and I never understood why. And then when I started to pay close attention, I realized that all the time that I didn't take care of these stress releasers, I started to have health issues. So whenever I decide, I'm going to be so fucking productive, I'm going to stop having sex for 1 month. Sometimes I would say that, a stupid idea. And then after 3 weeks or 4 weeks, suddenly health issues start to appear. Why? Because I was not releasing sex. Now, just focusing on, talking about sex, I could do like 10 episodes just talking about sex benefits. But yesterday, I had my sexual encounter at 4 p.m. during the afternoon. Why? Because I was with an ex-girlfriend and she's a cocaine addict. So her mother doesn't want her to go out during the evening. So the only time that she has to go out is during the afternoon. So I have to fuck her fast, kick her out of the house, everybody happy. And after that, I'm free to go to the church, me voy a misa with my mother. After that, I can walk Armando. And you know what happened after you finish having sex? Is that now you're not checking your WhatsApp anymore. Imagine, Saturday night, not checking your WhatsApp. Why? Because your balls are already empty. You just want to relax, just want to spend time with your family, with your dog, because your balls are dry. All the juice from the grave has been expulsed. So, also the quality of your sleep. Whenever you have sex, that day you sleep like a baby. And today, Sunday morning, I woke up with all the energy. Since 6 a.m., I don't feel, oh, it's Sunday. No, I'm so fucking happy because I already have sex yesterday. So, finding ways to release stress. Sex is one of them, one of my favorite. The second one is exercise. And here I want to be more specific. Everybody say, yes, do exercise. Yeah, that's good. But if you want me to be more specific, I will say, try to include more cardio in your exercise. I don't do cardio. I don't go on the treadmill, for example. But my favorite way to do cardio is doing sets of 20 reps or sometimes combining exercise. It's a way to do weightlifting and cardio at the same time. I'm not doing any more strongman. I'm not doing any more powerlifting. I used to do heavy deadlift before. But you get the point. I try to do more cardio-oriented exercise because I realize those are better for your heart and also for your mood. You are happy when you do cardio. You will see at the gym people that they have ass face all the time. And check how do they do exercise. Most of the time, they do one set and then they wait like 5 minutes. They are not working their cardio. A bad cardio can also decrease the quality of your mood. The other one in the stress releasers is always checking who are the people that make you happy and who are the people who charge you more. I'm very picky now with my reunions. Sometimes I have time, a person will tell me to gather each other, but if I know that it's a person that always bring problems or always just bring bullshit to try to impress me, I prefer to say, I'm busy. So it's reality. At this time, we need to learn how to say no. One extra thing, and this is maybe the core, the most important part. I always save the most important part for the people who remain until the end. And it's fix your bottleneck. Imagine that you have like a sand clock, un reloj de arena. Let's pretend to believe that the sand is the money. If you want more sand, if you want sand moving faster, you don't need to white the top part or the bottom part of the sand clock. You need to white the middle part. And what is the top part and the bottom part? What is familiar for us? The thing that we do every day. Let me use a classic example of this is studying. Many people, they go to a university and they say, oh, I finished university, now I need to do my master. The problem is not you study. There are many possible problems, but the top most popular problem is maybe you are not studying something that has real impact in the world, because many people are studying just things that look good for the book, not for real world. And in case that you are studying the good stuff, that is unlikely, but let's hope that is your case, what people are missing is the skill to promote their expertise. So people are trying to focus, how can I accumulate more knowledge, instead of asking, how can I promote my knowledge so more people know that I have the knowledge? That is one of the classic bottlenecks. Another bottleneck, because there are different bottlenecks, is maybe the way that you dress. This used to be a thing of mine a long time ago. It's like, I used to go to the gym with the worst clothes, because you say, you're going to the gym. Are you going to put a nice t-shirt when you go to the gym? Yes, because going to the gym now is something social. Long time ago, when you go to the gym, how many people were there? Maybe 4 people, 5 people, and were the Uncle Fierreros, los tíos Fierreros. Huh? Maybe in that case, didn't make that much sense to put like fancy clothes, because just 4 or 5 people that were also dressing like shit, so, you know, and everybody was poor back then. But now when you go to a, especially if you're going to a big gym, let's say like a SmartFit or a B2 or the other one, I forgot the number, the name of the other one, but sometimes in the gym, at the gym, you can find 100 people, 150 people, people who live around the neighborhood. So those are potential customers and also mating partners in the case of women. That's why you need to dress to impress. Maybe your clothes are your bottleneck. You have the knowledge, you know how to sell, you know how to talk, but the way that you dress is holding you back. And another one is maybe some implement in your work or in your hustle. Just to give you an idea, in my case was my camera. Sounds stupid, but if you check my video doing the celebration of the 100,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, check my camera. Was a shitty camera. Why? Because I didn't like to use a I had a good camcorder, but I prefer to use a webcam. But I didn't know that there were better quality of webcams, so I was using an old webcam. And what can we extract from that? That most of the time, our bottlenecks are things that we do not perceive. That is the sad part, is that it's easy to work in the things that we know that they are a problem, but most of the time, people don't understand what is the problem. And I can tell you, when I'm talking with the people in Inglés para Cholos, I'm trying to help them. They are trying to sell something, but they don't know what is a sales funnel, un embudo de ventas. I understand. I didn't know what it was. And it took me time to understand that embudo de ventas exists. But if I can save the time to them, they can speed up the process. That's why I'm working with them. And maybe you need to find someone that is a little bit of a little forward in steps according to you or related to you, and they can help you to find which are your bottlenecks. I can tell you, if you ask in myself, is promoting my content in other channels. That is the main thing that I'm missing. Maybe this week I will do a collaboration with another guy, but it's so difficult because people are scary of Uncle Valta. Their balls get smaller. Se les achica las bolas. But well, you get the point. Like, trying to find someone who point your bottleneck. That is the magic. The magic is there in that thing that you don't know, but that is holding you back. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can go to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986, and also spread the word. Tell the people if they want to learn English, if they want to learn about business, they can go to my podcast on Spotify, Uncle Valta.